Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We've had a lot of calls over the break, and you know, I just encourage you to be patient with me. If you got a voicemail, I promise I will call you back. We'll get you scheduled for a new patient appointment. I do have people texting in left and right, and that is a huge blessing. And what we'll do is I'll get you plugged into what we're doing in the clinic. I'll get you on our newsletters. I'll get you a new patient appointment. I know some of you are wanting to get a complimentary phone call scheduled with me to really see if you want to get some further testing done in our clinic. We can absolutely do that. So I want to make sure that you guys are getting calls in. So if you want a new patient appointment for you or your child or your grandchild, we see kids of all ages in our office, and we see families of all generations. If you want to discount a new patient appointment for only $60, all you gotta do is pick up the phone and call. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, I want to tell you, I'm here for you guys. I want you to know that my heart breaks for people who are listening to the show and haven't taken action on their health. I know people who have been listening to the show for years love the show because we're providing tips, tools, resources, and action steps. I'm doing this radio show not to talk to you for an hour every week on a Sunday morning. I'm doing this radio show for you because I realize my mission in life is to, outside of being a great father and leading my children not only to the heart of Jesus, but also just in their right when it comes to health. I want them to be the best equipped adults. And guess what? I know I'm going to mess them up along the way. We all do. But I want to be the best equipped adults and lead them and be a present father. Outside of the mission of Jesus and my kids, my mission is to literally transform the health of people. The reason is my heart literally breaks for people who are suffering physically. If you're suffering mentally, same thing. It's mental and physical. They go hand in hand. So my thing is, if you're suffering and you don't have help, I want to be able to help you. And so I want to reach the unreached. The show is to reach the unreached. No one should be praying for an answer for health and healing and having no tips, tools, resources, and action steps. That's the thing. If I see people on a prayer list at church, which, by the way, the number one prayer request at church is for health problems. If I see people on a prayer request at church and they're not doing anything to proactively help their health, that's when my heart breaks because they don't know where to go. We are in an information age right now with no support, with very little accountability, and we're grasping onto the next straw and we're hoping it's the answer. We no longer have the grasp. Once you do things that we're doing in our office and clinic, there's literally an action steps. There's a blueprint. There's people that want to help you, right? You don't have to do this alone. We're in this together. And so the tips, tools, resources, and action steps isn't just about, hey, let's set up a complimentary call. It's not just about sharing the latest news article that I get compassionate about. It's not just sharing one-liners that may change how you think that day. It's not just changing the lens you look at life through. It's not blaming the good and the bad, blaming things for the good and the bad. That's all that's great, right? But that's not the purpose of this. That's not the purpose of this. The purpose is this. You literally transform how you view and manage your health. That's it. That's the purpose. That's why I get up in the morning. That's why I have an office. That's why I have a radio show. That's why we do things in the community. That's why we have Facebook ads, right? Isn't that to get new patients? That's not why we do this stuff. We do this stuff because we deal right now, people are literally dying and they want help. And the people who have had help and are living a lifestyle, thank God they have listened to radio shows and podcasts and books that we all recommend and offer. Thank God that's there so it supports them in their journey of health. Right, this isn't just for sick people. This is for well people. Right, I always say this to people, like, you know, if you're eating dinner with a diabetic and they're eating a certain way to be healthy and to become non-diabetic or to reverse diabetes, or they're eating with or someone with heart disease who's eating heart disease diet, like, that's how you should be eating to not have heart disease, to not have diabetes. So, like, if you see people doing sick people doing things, or even people who want to lose weight doing certain things to benefit their health, then even if you are well, you should do the same exact thing to stay well, right? And so one of the things that helps our patients out is we offer resources when it comes to food. One of the things we wanted to offer this week is our blueberry muffins healthy recipe. If you want to get this, just simply text me your name and your email address, and we will send you the healthy blueberry muffins recipe. That way you can have that. And you can literally put some of the things we're talking about into action today if you wanted to. And that's another thing that I want to remind you guys is that our goal is to put this into action today. That's why I say, for a new patient appointment, call now. Right? I don't say call on Monday. I say call now, because if you call now, we'll get you in this week. We'll make time for you. We'll get you in. We'll actually problem solve what's going on. And so if you're wanting a new patient appointment, call this number, 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Also, if you're wanting the healthy blueberry muffins recipe, simply text in your name and email address to 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, I was reading out of a book this week. If you're like me, you know, I have, since I'm a little attention deficit here, I like to keep my brain jumping from place to place. It actually is how I learn the best, honestly. So at times I'm reading four or five books at a time. And it just really helps me keep my brain fresh, keeps my brain sharp, and also helps me just learn different resources. And it's funny how things work sometimes. They actually overlap a lot of times by accident, different topics, but they all overlap, usually in the mindset perspective. And one of the things that really, really hit me when I was reading this book this week is a quote that said, "Be where your feet are." You know, be where your feet are. And really what that means is have clarity and intention in where you are in life. Right, where you are in life. Also, it really broke down to, and I'm going to get to why this is important for your health here in a second, but it also broke down to not just have clarity and intention of where you are in your life, but also how you got there. Like, own it, good or bad or indifferent, own how you got there, right? So respect the past. But also, wherever you go, there your choice is. So wherever you're going to go, you chose to get there. And this is this and now a lot of us would be like, well, duh, of course. But how many people do we know that, like, you know, you reach 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80, 90, like, you get there, you're like, I wasn't really intentional about anything. I miss my kids. I miss my kids being small. And so I would encourage you, and this book kind of just hit me, this chapter hit me, like, be where your feet are. Wherever you go, your choice is going to be there. Meaning you chose this. Whether it's subconscious, conscious, or by chance, you chose where you are today. Good, bad, or indifferent. So my encouragement for you is that next year, in 365 days, in 52 weeks, right, in 12 months, in, you know, 4 quarters, what does life look like? Like literally paint that picture for you. And think like a poet, like an artist. Like, what does your life look like? Specifically, you know, obviously I'm a doctor, so I care about health, but that also overlaps and pours over into family and parenting and relationships and work and everything else. But like in 365 days, which doesn't sound like a lot actually, you're going to choose where you're going to be, right? Now there's destiny and fate and hope and belief and faith and you name it. And I would agree with all of that. We can't control everything. But for the things we can control, let's focus on those and forget the rest, right? That way in a year from now, we can say, you know what? I did all I could. I threw everything at my health to improve it. And I'm so glad I did. Thank God I did, because you know what? I'm happy with where my feet are. I'm happy with the choice I made. And I would encourage you to say that there's freedom in choice. There's not restriction. There's not diet. The word diet, I can't stand that word. Because I hear the word diet and I get hungry, just so you guys know. But there's freedom in choice. And I think if you're listening to this show, you can choose to change the channel. You can choose to, you know, think I'm crazy. Which, by the way, that's a compliment. You can choose to think I'm weird. You can choose to think that what I do in the community and in our office is weird. And, you know, weird when it comes to healthcare is a great thing right now. I think it would be a horrible insult to say that I'm just normal. And that's my hope for you. I know it sounds weird, but I want you to be the crazy one at the family functions. I want you to be the weird one. I want you to be the healthy one. I want people to be like, why is he eating so much kale? Why is he going to the chiropractor? Why is she taking all supplements? Why does she care about her hormones and blood work like she does? How in the world does he get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and work out? How does she go on 3 mile walks every day with her dog? How does she do it? How does he do it? That's what I want for you. That's what we do in our office to get you there. All right. We want to be supports for you. We want to help you. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Our website's healthfromwithinstl.com. If you want more information or if you have a question for me, please text me now, 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to... Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a family getting ready to leave the house.
Where's my backpack?
Mom, I need my cleats.
My wallet was right here.
If I trip over these shoes one more time.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Entryway and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Today's been a great show. And so if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about just the new American Academy of Pediatrics for obesity, which they're saying now that 12-year-olds can be on medication for obesity and 13-year-olds should, if they're obese, should consider a surgery consult. Just absolutely insane. So our culture's accepted this as okay up to this point, and it's time that we change. We change that, right? I talked about the recipe of the week, which is our healthy blueberry muffins recipe. If you want to get this, we'll send that to you. We also open the opportunity for people to call in and get new patient appointments for them and their kids or grandkids. Normally it's $150, but it's only $60 if you call in today. So we'll get you guys scheduled for that. Also, we do some awesome testing now in our office. And if you're wanting more information about blood work, your analysis, saliva testing, and GI testing, we're also consulting people on that. So if you have any questions about that, I'm going to give you the same number for all these. So you can text, or text and email this in. You can call and schedule new patient appointments, or you can call to schedule a complimentary phone call with me about the Max Metabolics intensive testing that we're doing in our clinic. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. So make sure you call that and make sure that we get you help here, okay? I wanted to start off this segment with, one of the things for actually, Albert Einstein said this. Albert Einstein said that one of history's greatest quotes says, focus isn't about what you choose to do, it's what you choose not to do that matters. And I think this is really important. Like some of us, I said last time, like in 365 days from now, what's your health going to look like? What's your life going to look like? I asked that question and with hopes that people are like, well, that sounds great. I want to be different. It's more to that, right? I think it's not just doing things. It's stopping the harm of ourselves, stopping us harming what our health is our lack of health. And this is one of the things that I think is one of the things in our culture that we're just really not addressing, as we're always looking to add something, but we're never willing to take things away. Right now I'm walking through something called Exodus 90 and 75 Hard together. And really they're both designed for spiritual, emotional, and physical challenges. And yes, you add some things like cold showers and a gallon of water and 2 workouts a day and 10 pages of reading a day. And that's all great and doable. And I like structure and I like to stay active and keep going in the right direction. But I've realized it's actually not these things that make the challenges that I'm going through right now more difficult, but it's actually, it's the things that, that you're not able to do, right? It's the staying up late. It's the wasting time on Netflix reruns, even if they're great Netflix, even if it's a great documentary, like it's wasting time, you know, going out to nice wining and dining at restaurants, which not necessarily isn't a waste of time. But with these challenges, you're not able to do those extra, those things that may have harmed my health. It may have harmed my energy levels. It may have harmed my hormones, may have harmed some things. And I've realized that, yeah, adding things to your health or routine or habits is great, but really it's stopping the bad things too, right? Stopping the bad things too. And so I would ask, like, why did we do it this way? How did we get here, right? How did we get our health here? And if we say it's because it's the way it's always been done, so this is things we've always done, whether it's drinking, smoking, tobacco, not exercising. Maybe it's exercising, maybe it's not drinking, maybe it's supplementation, maybe it's chiropractic. But we have to ask, is it really serving us or not? Something that served us in our 20s doesn't serve us in our 50s. We most of you know that, right? Because if it's the way, if it's just the way you've always done things with your health, it doesn't mean you can't change. I'm giving you permission right now that even though you may have done things with your health, I think that we got to recognize that you can do new things with your health. Like I'm giving you permission. It's okay. It's okay to do that, and I think some of us need to hear that. Some of us realize that, you know, I've been this way for years, and I'm scared to change. Right, that I'm scared to change, and like just be real with yourself, have that real conversation, because in all reality, like until you're real with yourself, like everything's gonna be short lived. Right? Everything's going to be short-lived. So the more real you get and vulnerable you get with yourself, I believe that the more change you're going to have long-lasting. You'll have better change long-lasting if you're able to get real with yourself. And you know what? There's something beautiful about getting real with yourself. It's actually incredible. Because then it just unlocks that next level of emotional intelligence. It unlocks that next level of authenticity. And candidly, the more authentic and vulnerable you are, the better life's going to be. I'm not saying cry ever all the time, but I'm just telling yourself, let yourself feel. Because the more connected you are from brain to body, mind to body, the better health you're going to experience. It's just a fact, right? It's just a fact. So I'm here to tell you that it's okay to change. I'm here to tell you that maybe you haven't done things one way for years. Maybe you've never gotten up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. Maybe you have. But I'll tell you, it's just okay. It's just okay to change. It's okay to be different. And you know what? I may not ever meet you. I may not know you. But I mean this to the depth of my heart, that if you need anything, if you need anything from me, I'm just not a voice on the radio. There is a heart behind that, believe it or not. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Patients, if you're listening, you know I'm here for you. If you're not a patient, I'm still here for you. I'm a doctor with a heart that cares about your future. There's too many men and women living lives of quiet desperation. You know, I call them sad clowns, where everything is fine. It just seems fine, but maybe they're scared of the symptoms that they have. Maybe they're scared to go to the doctor. Maybe they don't know what feeling good looks like. Maybe they don't know what it's like to be off medication. So I'm here to tell you that it's okay to feel. To feel some emotion and to say, you know what, I am a sad clown. Sad clown means that everything's fine. They have a smile on their face, but really in the inside, they're miserable, right? They're miserable. We don't have to fake our way through life. The more intentional we are about our feelings and emotions and how that connects to our physical health, the better we're going to be, right? That means calling out the truth, taking responsibility, making the right choices, And if you choose not to make the right choices, it's still your choice too, right? If I want ice cream with my kids, I know it's not going to be good the next day. Does that make sense? Like, even down to the ice cream, I'm going to have ice cream tonight. It's not remind you that you're not rewarding yourself with food. Detach emotion from food choices. You're not rewarding yourself with ice cream because you did all week, had all week. How can I speak so adamantly to that? Is because that's how I used to think. I ate great for 5 days, so now I can eat and drink bad for two. Like, why? So I'm rewarding myself with sick choices. No, how about I just, like, every day is a new day. I choose this thing today, and guess what happens? Tomorrow, if I feel bad, or let's say you've done this for years and you have a diagnosis of diabetes, or you can have blood pressure medication, your cholesterol is high, or whatever diagnosis is, or whatever symptom you have, don't just say, I don't know why it is. No, it's because you ate Andes for 7 days straight. No wonder you feel overweight. No wonder you feel bloated. No wonder you have a headache and heartburn. You just ate ice cream 7 days in a row. Like, and don't blame it on the Andes. Blame it on your choice that had the Andes, right? So, I mean, that gets back to the quote, like, it's not what you do, it's what you don't do that really determines your future. And I think it's one of those things that we got to recognize that, you know, if we want to see transformation and change, if we want to be the change in the community, if we want to be the light in the community, which I believe we have to be to see change, it's going to come from us. It's not going to come from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's not going to come from the FDA. It's not going to come from the American Medical Association. It's not going to come from Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's not going to come from Barnes Hospital or Mercy Hospital. No. None of the change is going to happen from the top down. Just, you know, transformation, change, and movements occur when individuals band together, stand up and say, nope, I'm going to live this way because I realize that going with the trend in healthcare specifically is going to lead me down a path of sickness, suffering, symptoms and disease, medications, surgeries, and more doctor's visits. If you're going down the current situation, you're going to end up like everybody else. If you're going against the current, is it harder? Yes. Is it worth it? 1,000% yes. 1,000% yes. So I'm here to tell you what I do in our office is literally to transform how you view and manage your health so you can live your God-given potential. I am a chiropractor. Why am I a chiropractor? Because I know, from personal experience, the brain sends signals down the spinal cord across the nerve roots to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. If your spine is damaged, your body cannot heal. I had allergies and asthma as a kid. I had gut issues growing up. I had skin problems growing up. And until I went to a chiropractor, I was told that health comes from within, not from the outside in. That I thought that pills, potions, or lotions were my answer to health. I thought, rub this on my skin, that's the answer. I thought that I had a lack of Zyrtec in my body because I lived in St. Louis. So I had seasonal allergies all four seasons. It didn't make sense to me. So I was on Zyrtec and Claritin D every single day. I had ear infections as a kid. I was a sick person, but guess what? My lifestyle was good. I was eating right. I was exercising right. I had lost the weight since I was a kid. I was doing everything right. I looked super fit, super healthy, living that weekend warrior lifestyle. And I thought, this is just going to be life. I'm going to take these medications until a chiropractor said that there's no way in the world you can heal from the outside in. And I go, what do you mean? This inhaler helps me. This Zyrtec helps me. This lotion on my skin helps me. Wait, what do you mean I can't heal from the outside in? This is what I'm banking on. And he goes, how's it working? I go, well, if I can't live without it. He goes, so it's not working. I go, I guess so. And how's your symptoms? Have they gotten better or worse over time? I go, worse. He goes, have you ever started to think that your body can heal from the inside out instead of the outside in? And I go, no, there's no way. He goes, well, let's see what your spine looks like. So I did a full exam of my spine, got x-rays taken, saw damage in my spine, started getting my spine corrected in a chiropractic clinic. I got off all my medications. I live in St. Louis still. No allergies, no skin problems, no gut issues. And I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life at the age of 40. The age of 40 than I was at 20. Now tell me age is a factor for your health. If you're listening right now and you want a new patient appointment in the office, normally it's $150 for a new patient appointment in the clinic. It's exactly what I got done to me too. X-rays, full exam, figure out what's going on with your health, see how we can help. But if you're listening right now and you call in right now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll get you plugged into the office as soon as possible. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. I really appreciate you guys listening today. Tune in next time, and have a blessed week. Peace out. It's a living thing.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Nick Barnes with the Maximize Living Radio Show. I'm your host. So glad you guys are tuning in today. If you've ever listened to our show, you know what we're all about. We're all about speaking truth about health and healing over the airways. I got to tell you, we have an awesome show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about some ridiculous things that we've seen in the news recently. So you know where I'm gonna go with that most likely. You also know you're going to hear truth about some things that we should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to our health and lifestyle. And really, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you know that that the health results in your life are all on you. Now, I know that sounds rough. I know some of you don't want to hear that. But reality is that if we take responsibility for our health, we're going to get the things that we desire most. We're going to get the results we desire most. And today is all about giving you guys the opportunity to get plugged into what we're doing in the community, get plugged into what we're doing in the office. And for some of you that are, that live too far to get to the office, we have people that listen to our show from hours away. And we know that I want to be able to give you access to the resources that we have and the things that we're doing in the clinic. And I know that you're going to get some tremendous value today. We do have an amazing program called Max Metabolics that a lot of people are inquiring about. It's all about how we test for nutritional deficiencies, toxicities, and also genetic discrepancies. And so we've started doing this with specific patients because we just feel like some people are ready for it, they're ready to take their health to the next level. Some people need it, whether they're ready for it or not, they just need it. And so some people are just trying to figure out, you know, instead of taking 25 different supplements, how do I actually take the exact ones of the ones that I need with the dosage that is required? And so if you're interested in taking that blood work to the next level and really figuring out really what are some things that you're deficient in, what are you toxic in, and maybe there's genetic markers that can show us how your body responds to stress, show us how your body responds to cholesterol, and really shows how you can break down and absorb specific minerals and vitamins. And if you're wanting to learn more about the Max Metabolics program testing, all you have to do is text in right now. And what we can do is we can set up a complimentary call with me, and we can figure out really is it a good option for you? What you've done with testing, what do you desire to do with testing, whether it's to lose weight, really get back on track with your energy levels, sleep patterns, or maybe you just want to consolidate your supplementation. If you want more information about a Max Metabolics program and to set up a complimentary call with me, all you got to do is text into this number your name and your email address, your name and your email address, and we will get something set up. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. I will tell you one of the things that I wanted to address over the last couple of weeks. I've heard a lot of people say, I would say there's three people that stand out in my mind that they say like retirement sucks. Right now, it's not because you don't have to go to work on Monday. That's not why they said that. They said that because their health is not where they thought it was going to be at this age. You know, one person said the golden years suck. You know, my golden years suck. It breaks my heart because I know that, you know, to see and hear people not live to their God-given potential because of their sickness, suffering, symptoms, disease, whatever the case is, maybe they're not able to walk as much as they thought. Maybe they're not able to sit or travel as much as they thought. Maybe they didn't know they were going to be on medications like they are. But it just breaks my heart for those people. And so what I would encourage you to do is whether you're in your golden years or not, or maybe you're living the best golden years that you could ever thought. Maybe it surpasses what you anticipated. And if that's the case, like, praise God, that's a huge blessing. But if that's not the case, then we have to figure out, okay, well, what can we do? What can we do to have the best golden years of our life? One, and two, if you are in your golden years, how do you actually make the most out of those years? Because we know that the body is designed to heal, desires to heal. And so we have to have the right mindset first, right? So is our mindset the fact that as we get old, we get sick? As we get old, we're in more pain. As we get old, we're going to gain weight and be on more medications. Like, what is your mindset about the golden years? Once again, whether you're in them or not, it's still a question we have to ask is, do you feel that you deserve to have the best, healthiest life every single decade, or every single decade that you're alive, right? Every single generation that you're alive, do you believe that you should have the best health and the best life? And I would encourage that to be a rhetorical question. The answer is a resounding absolutely yes. You deserve that, and you desire that. I mean, your body's fearfully wonderfully made. It's literally, it heals on your behalf. You are a healing machine. That no matter if you're 8 or 80, you're a healing machine. Your body's always working on your behalf. And I will tell you, the patients in our clinic, year after year after year, will say that they get sick less. They have more energy than the year before. They feel like their blood work numbers are getting better. They feel like and know they can move better and move more. And if they can't, if they haven't seen or feel like they're getting younger, they definitely say that they don't know what they would do if they weren't in the office. And I think that's something that we got to really wrap our head around and say, you know, this is a valid statement. And how do we do that in our clinic? Because we focus really on the five essentials of health and healing. That's really what we focus on. And so, you know, if we look at the mindset, if we look at the nervous system, if we look at nutrition, exercise, and detoxing, literally we're providing a blueprint for you to heal. That's it. We're providing a blueprint for you to heal. That your body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. But if you look at our culture with some of the things that we're being lied to about, it's absolutely insane. Like, the culture is conforming to the lack of us taking action. The culture is conforming to the lack of us taking action. And if you just look and see what's happening with the youth in our country is a good example. Now, I mean, this just came out. Let me see when this came out. Just last week, that there's an updated obesity treatment guidelines for children and teens, and that includes medications and surgeries for some young people. Let me say that again. There's updated obesity treatment guidelines for children and teens that includes medications and surgery for young people. Now, how young, you may ask? That's what I was thinking, okay? I'm just going to read this flat out so you can actually hear this. Treatment for younger children should focus on behavior and lifestyle treatment for the entire family, including nutritional support and increased physical activity. Sounds great, right? Then it goes on to say, for children 12 and older, use of weight loss medications is appropriate. So that's contradictory there in my mind. So, right, for children 12 and under, the use of weight loss medications is appropriate in addition to behavioral therapy and lifestyle treatment. Think of how crazy that is. So wait, you said lifestyle treatment's good for the entire family and for youth and kids, but for 12 years and older, use of weight loss medications is appropriate. Think about that. So teens 13 and older with severe obesity, which I'd like to hear what says is a severe obesity, should be evaluated for surgery according to the guidelines. So if someone's over 13 and they have severe obesity, once again, those charts are changing, ever changing. And what does severe obesity really come down to? BMI? Is it weight? Height? What is it, right? Those kids should be evaluated for surgery. So some people, before they even hit puberty, they're being told that it's okay to be evaluated for surgery because they're obese. What in the world is happening to our country? I don't freaking get it. It absolutely blows my mind. I don't get how this is acceptable. And this is not just one news outlet. This is across all news outlets. This is being shared. This is actually being shared. And this is the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines. The people that we apparently trust with pediatrics, the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines is saying that if you're 12 or older, you can get a medication for weight loss. If you're 13 or older, then you should be evaluated for surgery if you have severe obesity. Are you kidding me? Like, absolutely ridiculous. Before these kids can even have a proper hygiene schedule, I mean, making sure they brush their teeth, making sure they pick up their clothes, making sure they put their dishes in the sink, making sure they drink enough water, making sure they exercise. 12 and 13, and you're going to alter their hormones with medication and alter their body with surgery? Give me a break. Take responsibility. Parents, take responsibility. It's your responsibility. You buy the groceries. 13-year-olds don't buy the groceries. You control technology. Don't let the 13-year-olds control technology, right? Then it goes on to say, there is no evidence that watchful waiting or delayed treatment is appropriate for children with obesity. So they're saying this, okay? They're saying there's no evidence. I'd like to see the study here too, by the way, that there's no evidence for watchful waiting or delayed treatment is appropriate for children with obesity. Those are two different things. There's two different things. It doesn't make sense. You can't lump those together in that statement. But Dr. Sandra Hassink, the author of the guideline and vice chair of the group's clinical practice guidelines subcommittee on obesity, said in a statement, the goal is to help patients make changes in lifestyle behaviors or environment in a way that is sustainable and involves families in decision-making at every step of the way. But then they said, throw in medication and throw in a surgery consult. It doesn't make sense. There shouldn't be treatment for obesity. Watchful waiting is... We can never watchfully wait, right? We can't just wait and expect things to get better. Like, you have to take action, right? And I get passionate about this because I was a big kid, man. I was a big 13-year-old, right? I was overweight, call me severe obesity, whatever it is, right? And until I decided to take responsibility and change what I was eating, change how I was moving, change how I was drinking water, change my sleep patterns, change my exercise routine, then I wouldn't have got to the health where I am today. It took reaching a peak of lifestyle transformation, lifestyle modification to get where I was. And if I was going to a doctor at the age of 12 and 13 years old, getting put on medication for weight loss or getting a surgery consult, it's absolutely ridiculous that this is being told that it's okay in our country, and it needs to freaking stop. And the parents or anyone who's involved with children, we have to take a stand. We just have to take a stand. This is crazy. I can't believe it's actually being promoted by the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines. It just blows my mind. Put out some information about nutrition. Put out some information about how to feed a family healthy food on a budget. Put out information about how to exercise.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
truth about health and healing over the airways. I got to tell you, we have an awesome show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about some ridiculous things that we've seen in the news recently. So you know where I'm gonna go with that most likely. You also know you're going to hear truth about some things that we should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to our health and lifestyle. And really, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you know that that the health results in your life are all on you. Now, I know that sounds rough. I know some of you don't want to hear that. But reality is that if we take responsibility for our health, we're going to get the things that we desire most. We're going to get the results we desire most. And today is all about giving you guys the opportunity to get plugged into what we're doing in the community, get plugged into what we're doing in the office. And for some of you that live too far to get to the office, we have people that listen to our show from hours away. And we know that I want to be able to give you access to the resources that we have and the things that we're doing in the clinic. And I know that you're going to get some tremendous value today. We do have an amazing program called Max Metabolics that a lot of people are inquiring about. It's all about how we test for nutritional deficiencies, toxicities, and also genetic discrepancies. And so we've started doing this with specific patients because we just feel like some people are ready for it, ready to take their health to the next level. Some people need it, whether they're ready for it or not, they just need it. And so some people are just trying to figure out, you know, instead of taking 25 different supplements, how do I actually take the exact ones of the ones that I need with the dosage that is required? And so if you're interested in taking that blood work to the next level and really figuring out really what are some things that you're deficient in, what are you toxic in, and maybe there's genetic markers that can show us how your body responds to stress, show us how your body responds to cholesterol, and really show us how you can break down and absorb specific minerals and vitamins. And if you're wanting to learn more about the Max Metabolics program testing, all you have to do is text in right now. And what we can do is we can set up a complimentary call with me, and we can figure out really, is it a good option for you? What you've done with testing, what do you desire to do with testing, whether it's to lose weight, really get back on track with your energy levels, sleep patterns, or maybe you just want to consolidate your supplementation. If you want more information about a Max Metabolics program and to set up a complimentary call with me, all you got to do is text into this number your name and your email address, your name and your email address, and we will get something set up. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. I will tell you, one of the things that I wanted to address over the last couple of weeks, I've heard a lot of people say, I would say there's three people that stand out in my mind that they say, like, retirement sucks, right? Now, it's not because you don't have to go to work on Monday. That's not why they said that. They said that because their health is not where they thought it was going to be at this age. You know, one person said, the golden years suck. You know, my golden years suck. And it breaks my heart because I know that, you know, to see and hear people not live to their God-given potential because of their sickness, suffering, symptoms, disease, whatever the case is, maybe they're not able to walk as much as they thought. Maybe they're not able to sit or travel as much as they thought. Maybe they didn't know they were going to be on medications like they are. But it just breaks my heart for those people. And so what I would encourage you to do is, whether you're in your golden years or not, or maybe you're living the best golden years that you could ever thought, maybe it surpasses what you anticipated. And if that's the case, like, praise God, that's a huge blessing. But if that's not the case, then we have to figure out, okay, well, what can we do? What can we do to have the best golden years of our life? One, and two, if you are in your golden years, how do you actually make the most out of those years? Because we know that the body is designed to heal, it desires to heal. And so we have to have the right mindset first, right? So is our mindset the fact that as we get old, we get sick? As we get old, we're in more pain. As we get old, we're going to gain weight and be on more medications. Like, what is your mindset about the golden years? Once again, whether you're in them or not, it's still a question we have to ask is, do you feel that you deserve to have the best, healthiest life every single decade, or every single decade that you're alive, right? Every single generation that you're alive, do you believe that you should have the best health and the best life? And I would encourage that to be a rhetorical question. The answer is a resounding Absolutely, yes. You deserve that, and you desire that. I mean, your body's fearfully wanted for made. It's literally, it heals on your behalf. You are a healing machine. That no matter if you're 8 or 80, you're a healing machine. Your body is always working on your behalf. And I will tell you, the patients in our clinic, year after year after year, will say that they get sick less. They have more energy than the year before. They feel like their blood work numbers are getting better. They feel like and know they can move better and move more. And if they can't, if they haven't seen or feel like they're getting younger, they definitely say that they don't know what they would do if they weren't in the office. And I think that's something that we got to really wrap our head around and say, you know, this is a valid statement. And how do we do that in our clinic? Because we focus really on the five essentials of health and healing. That's really what we focus on. And so, you know, if we look at the mindset, if we look at the nervous system, if we look at nutrition, exercise, and detoxing, literally we're providing a blueprint for you to heal. That's it. We're providing a blueprint for you to heal. That your body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. But if you look at our culture with some of the things that we're being lied to about, it's absolutely insane. Like, the culture is conforming to the lack of us taking action. The culture is conforming to the lack of us taking action. And if you just look and see what's happening with the youth in our country is a good example. Now, I mean, this just came out. Let me see when this came out. Just last week, that there's an updated obesity treatment guidelines for children and teens, and that includes medications and surgeries for some young people. Let me say that again. There's updated obesity treatment guidelines for children and teens that includes medications and surgery for young people. Now, how long? How young? You may ask. That's what I was thinking. Okay, I'm just going to read this flat out so you can actually hear this. Treatment for younger children should focus on behavior and lifestyle treatment for the entire family, including nutritional support and increased physical activity. Sounds great, right? Then it goes on to say, for children 12 and older, use of weight loss medications is appropriate. So that's contradictory there in my mind. So right, for children 12 and under, the use of weight loss medications is appropriate in addition to behavioral therapy and lifestyle treatment. Think of how crazy that is. So wait, you said lifestyle treatment's good for the entire family and for youth and kids, but for 12 years and older, I'm sorry, use of weight loss medications is appropriate. Think about that. So teens 13 and older with severe obesity, which I'd like to hear what says is a severe obesity, should be evaluated for surgery according to the guidelines. So if someone's over 13 and they have severe obesity, once again, those charts are changing, ever changing. And what does severe obesity really come down to? BMI? Is it weight? Height? What is it, right? Those kids should be evaluated for surgery. So some people, before they even hit puberty, they're being told that it's okay to be evaluated for surgery because they're obese. What in the world is happening to our country? I don't freaking get it. It absolutely blows my mind. I don't get how this is acceptable. And this is not just one news outlet. This is across all news outlets. This is being shared. This is actually being shared. And this is the American, this is the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines. The people that we apparently trust with pediatrics, the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines is saying that if you're 12 or older, you can get a medication for weight loss. If you're 13 or older, then you should be evaluated for surgery if you have severe obesity. Are you kidding me? Like, absolutely ridiculous. Before these kids can even have a proper hygiene schedule, I mean, making sure they brush their teeth, making sure they pick up their clothes, making sure they put their dishes in the sink, making sure they drink enough water, making sure they exercise. 12 and 13, and you're going to alter their hormones with medication and alter their body with surgery? Give me a break. Take responsibility. Parents, take responsibility. It's your responsibility. You buy the groceries. 13-year-olds don't buy the groceries. You control technology. Don't let the 13-year-olds control technology, right? Then it goes on to say, there is no evidence that watchful waiting or delayed treatment is appropriate for children with obesity. So they're saying this, okay? They're saying there's no evidence. I'd like to see the study here too, by the way. That there's no evidence for watchful waiting or delayed treatment is appropriate for children with obesity. Those are two different things. There's two different things. It doesn't make sense. You can't lump those together in that statement. But Dr. Sandra Hassink, the author of the guideline and vice chair of the group's clinical practice guidelines subcommittee on obesity, said in a statement, the goal is to help patients make changes in lifestyle, behaviors, or environment in a way that is sustainable, involves families in decision making at every step of the way. But then they said, throw in medication and throw in a surgery consult. It doesn't make sense. There shouldn't be treatment for obesity. Watchful waiting is, we can never watchfully wait, right? We can't just wait and expect things to get better. Like, you have to take action, right? And I get passionate about this because I was a big kid, man. I was a big 13-year-old, right? I was overweight, call me severe obesity, whatever it is, right? And until I decided to take responsibility and change what I was eating, change how I was moving, change how I was drinking water, change my sleep patterns, change my exercise routine, then I wouldn't have got to the health where I am today. It took reaching a peak of lifestyle transformation, lifestyle modification to get where I was. And if I was going to a doctor at the age of 12 and 13 years old, getting put on medication for weight loss or getting a surgery consult, it's absolutely ridiculous that this is being told that it's okay in our country, and it needs to freaking stop. And the parents or anyone who's involved with children, we have to take a stand. We just have to take a stand. This is crazy. I can't believe it's actually being promoted by the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines. It just blows my mind. Put out some information about nutrition. Put out some information about how to feed a family healthy food on a budget. Put out information about how to exercise when you're 12 and 13. Don't just say they need lifestyle changes, and then but at 12 they can get medication, at 13 they get surgery consult. It doesn't make sense. So this message is going out to not just parents or grandparents or great-grandparents. This message is going out to anybody who plans to be around children, right? If you're in education, if you're Sunday school, if you're not even have kids yet, but you're going to have kids, if you have an exposure to children and you have the ability to lead them in a way, they're watching. They're watching you live your lifestyle. It's time to change. If you have kids that are struggling with weight or asthma or allergies, we see kids in our office, right? We want to help those kids get healthy and live the five essentials. If you want to get an appointment scheduled for your child in our clinic, simply pick up the phone and call. When you call, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, schedule your kid for a new patient appointment and see what's going on, not only in their spine, but also in their health and their life. They need to be in the clinic. They need to live the five essentials and not get put on medication and surgery. So whether it's losing weight, whether it's scoliosis, whether it's allergies and asthma, ADHD, we can help them. We can see what's going on. The first step is scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally for a new patient appointment, our office is $150. But if you call in right now on the show, it's only $60. This is for the kids. It's for the grandkids. This is for the young adults. This is for the 20-year-olds. Let's get them scheduled for a new patient appointment. Pick up the phone and call. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break for more truth about health and healing. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our office is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, and we see children from the day they're born till people in their 90s, right, till the last day of life. The reason is we know that having a healthy lifestyle involves having a healthy spine. Listen, I'm a chiropractor. If you think chiropractors are quacks, you've never been to the right one. If you don't understand what chiropractic is literally taking pressure off the spine, releasing the tension on the nervous system and spinal cord so the body can heal and function as intended, as close to 100% as possible. See, the brain sends signals down the spinal cord, out the spine, across the nerve roots that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. And what happens is this: if there's damage in the spine, there's going to be damage in your body. There's no doubt about it. If there's damage in the spine, there's not proper biomechanics. There's not proper neurobiomechanics, meaning neurologically, the body's not going to be healing and functioning the way it's designed. And what's happening is that if it gets undetected for years, then it causes symptoms, sickness, and disease. Symptoms, sickness, and disease. We talked about this new obesity guideline junk that the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying that 12-year-olds can get on medication now for weight loss. 13-year-olds can be have an appointment for a surgery consult if they're obese. It's just absolutely crazy. And what's happening is our culture is conforming to our lack of action. See, I don't blame the doctors. I don't blame the pediatric guidelines. I blame people that take that for face value as okay. I blame the culture that's created what we're at, right? And that means from the foundation, from the grassroots effort, what's happened is human nature's got the best of us. That we're in a culture that says that it's too convenient to get sick. It's too comfortable to get sick. It's too cheap, so I'm just going to get sick. And so we're in this culture where we're the three C's, where we're comfortable, we're convenient, and we're cheap. We're comfortable, we're convenient, and we're cheap. There's a reason why crappy food has lasted for so long from fast food joints, because guess what? We've accepted it as okay. We've accepted it as cheap. We've accepted it as it's fast and easy. I don't have to think about my meal prepping. We've gone down the 8-minute ab route, the 7-minute abs, the 6-minute ab route. I mean, we've gone down like the fastest, ridiculous pill for every ill, band-aid for every issue, because we just want to avoid the actual hard stuff. We want to avoid being inconvenienced. We want to avoid being uncomfortable. We want to avoid investing resources and time into our own health on our own behalf. And so I would encourage you, if you're listening to the show now and your speakers are rattling, it's not because I'm yelling at you. I'm just compassionate. Compassion equals pissed off. Now I know today is church day, and you know I'm going to church later today, and some of you are coming from church, and so it's from a good place, but there's a level of compassionate that happens where we're compassionate, but we're kind of pissed off that we allowed ourselves to get here. Now it might be, you can't be pissed off at other people. We can only be pissed off at what we've done, right? What we've allowed happen in our lives, what we've accepted is okay, and are we willing? My question is rhetorically: are we willing to change our process in how we view our health, how we act on our health, and not just you as an individual, but the people around you, right? We never want perfection because it's unattainable. I'll tell you that right now. We're going to fall off the bandwagon when it comes to health and wellness. We are going to fall off eating clean. We're going to fall off. Some of you fell off your chiropractic adjustments, and it's time to get back on those adjustments. Some of you fell off your vitamins and supplements. Maybe you fell off your exercise routine. Listen, we're all going to do it. But the problem is when we fall off and we accept that it's okay to keep off. That's the problem, is we've accepted mediocrity. We've accepted the mediocrity and we're waiting for the next, 12-year-olds can get on medication. Oh, it's normal for your blood pressure to be high. Oh, it's normal for your knee to be bad at the age of 50. It's normal for X, Y, or Z. Like, guys, and what's crazy is this, I see it happening within my own friend groups, in my circles of influence. I see... this type of accepting of the beer belly, the accepting of the I'm tired every morning, I'm not going to get up and work out, the accepting of fast food is just an easier route. Like people that I never thought would do that, the people that some people that I'm around is that, you know, I'm going to be 40 next month. So that now I'm hearing I'm just old. At 40, people are saying I'm just old. Like what? Like my goal from a mindset perspective is, yeah, age is a number, right? We've all heard age is just a number. Yeah. That's how many years you've been on this earth, how many years your body's been under stress. And so this is where age as a number comes into play, though, is if you ignored your body for all those years, if you ignored your health for all those years, you will start to accept the fact and use that excuse that age is making you sick. We can no longer say age is making you sick. Why? Because some of you listening to the show right now, and I know who you are healthier than your kids, you're healthier than your grandkids, you live a better lifestyle than most 20-year-olds, right? And some of you are laughing and be like, yeah, we know those people in our own family I live a better lifestyle from, right? And it's true though. Like, yeah, I'm turning 40, but my right shoulder is 40, my left shoulder is 40. Why does one person's shoulder hurt, one side of their shoulder hurt at 40, but then it felt good at 30? Like, we start to ask these questions and I think it gets to a better answer, right? If we look for the truth, we'll find the truth, and truth sometimes, candidly, is hard to deal with. It's hard to swallow. It really is. It really is. And so we can't say golden years suck because you put yourself there from years of neglecting your body, or trauma happened to you, or a big diagnosis happened to you, and now it's really a mindset shift. And I would encourage you to change the lens that you view your own health at, okay? My pastor told me this, that you have to change the lens that you view life through. Now, if you have a brown lens, of course, life is going to look like you know what, right? You've got to change that lens that you look at life through. So clear the lens when it comes to your own body. Clear the lens when it comes to your age-causing sickness. My fingers are in air quotes here. clear the lens that says it's your genes. Clear the lens that, you know what, 15 years ago this happened to me and I've never been the same, right? And that might be a fact, but clear the lens though. Clear it. Don't have a brown lens. Don't have a green lens, a yellow lens. Have a clear lens, a crystal clear lens that you look at your health through and your life through and say, you know what? Yesterday was like this. Last year was like this. But today going forward, I can change. And I can change with habits and lifestyle modifications that don't just happen once, but it's chosen every single day to move in the right direction. And those days that you don't move in the right direction, let's say you have pizza and a margarita or pizza and wine, or you sleep 3 hours one night, or you know, you have ice cream, or you skip a workout, whatever it is, like, okay, then just you chose that. It's okay. You chose that. That's not a bad thing. It's that when we idolatry, when we could turn that into an idol, when we say bad lifestyle is who I am, that's just who I am. No. You can be someone new, but we're scared of change. We're scared of transformation. And my thing is this: if we can prevent needless suffering, symptoms, sickness, disease, needless prescriptions, needless doctor visits, needless premature deaths, then why don't we do it? Why don't we do all we can? Why don't we do all we possibly can to become problem solvers and not just problem labelers, right? To say, you know what? I'm going to solve this health issue, and I'm not just going to label it. I'm just not going to diagnose. I love it when people say, well, I have chronic fatigue syndrome. That means you're tired, okay? I got it. How about irritable bowel syndrome? IBS. I have IBS forever. That's just how it's going to be. That's how I've always had it. It's called irritable bowel syndrome. That doesn't mean, it doesn't give you a solution. It just tells you have a label. Oh, I have ADHD. If you can't tell by now how I talk on the radio, and if you know me in person in the office and podcasts and on Facebook and you see me everywhere, you probably know I have ADHD, right? There's a ton of thoughts in my head. And to reel them in and to deliver them on here on the show, and when I speak in the community, when I speak at churches and businesses, takes a lot of effort. But I will tell you that if we focus on solving the problem, if I just focus on my label, then I'm gonna be paralyzed in fear. I'm gonna be paralyzed and I'm not gonna do anything in the right direction, right? But if I say I have ADHD, but I can use that to my advantage, then we're gonna go ahead and do that. Versus I have ADHD, there's no way I could speak on the radio show for 10 years. There's no way I could write a book. There's no way I could speak in the community. There's no way I could speak to patients and work with patients one-on-one to get them to the health that they desire. Like, the thing is this, and this is a big mindset shift right here, okay? We talked about clear lens. Huge mindset shift here, right? Wait for it, okay? Is that if we're going to blame something for causing something negative in our life, let's just talk about a diagnosis, right? If we're going to blame, let's say, low back pain or high blood pressure or cancer or heart disease or whatever, if we're going to blame that for bad things that have happened to us or things we've missed out on in life or hardships or whatever the case is, right? Then we have to blame it for something good too. So if you blame something bad, there's got to be something good that came out of it, right? This could be for marriages, divorces. It could be for relationships. It could be for jobs that you're fired from, jobs that you lost. It could be for knee surgery. It could be for a car accident. Like, yeah, of course there's going to be a lot of bad things that happen in our life. But I will tell you that they've created the person who you are today. So some of us may have needed a crisis to get us to something better in life. I hate to say it, but just a fact, right? It's just a fact. So we can't just focus on problem labeling. We have to focus on problem solving. That if we're going to blame something for something bad in our life, we have to blame that thing for the good too. Because that's who we were created to be, is overcomers. Just how you're designed. You were designed to overcome adversity. You were designed to weather the storm. Our mind is the most powerful thing, and I will say it's the biggest interference that people have, is right between their ears. It's not the spine. It's the mind. Once we have people's minds to understand their body's incredibly healing on their behalf, I mean, it's a miracle that you go to sleep, your heart beats, and you breathe without you having to will it, and you wake up when the sun comes up. Praise God for that miracle. That is what we call grace, right? That is supernaturally natural and naturally supernatural, right? That is a healing, that is healing in your body that comes to fruition, and you don't have to will it. Like, that is incredible, right? That's incredible. So look at your life. Understand if you have a symptom and you're ignoring it. By the way, symptoms can be blessings if addressed. They can also be curses if ignored, right? They can be burdens if ignored. They can be blessings if addressed. I'll say it again. A symptom in your life, whether it's severe or minor, okay, can be a blessing if addressed and a burden if ignored. Okay, burden if ignored. So if you're pulling off the I'm a strong American, I don't need to do anything, I can do it, I can push through, I'll just work harder, it'll just go away, it's my genes, it's my age, I'm just going to keep doing it. This limp looks good, this walker looks good for me, this medication looks good, I love going to Walgreens to get 3 prescriptions, I'm just going to keep going through, that is life is hard. Or you can choose that way if you want, and that's your prerogative, I mean, that's you. Or you can say, you know what? I don't want to walk with a limp. I don't want to have headaches every day. I don't want to take a blood pressure medication. I don't want to wait for the next shoe to drop and not be able to walk tomorrow. Like, I don't want that. So what do you do? What we do in our clinic is we see what's going on in your spine. We take a look at your lifestyle. We figure out how we can help you. And we say, what's the blueprint for you to get as healthy as you possibly can? That's the blueprint, right? So if you're in the person that says, you know what? I like being sick. That's okay. That's absolutely okay. That's you. You can do that if you want. I'm not knocking that. My heart breaks for the people who are in a suffering state, in that state, and they don't want that anymore. They don't know where to go, and that's what we're for. If you want to figure out what your symptoms are for and see how we can help you, our office is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. A new patient appointment in our clinic is $150. If you listen right now from the radio show and you call now, it's literally only $60 for a new patient appointment. That includes a full set of x-rays to see what's going on in your spine, see how we can help you with your lifestyle. But the biggest thing is you have to call now. When you call now, I'll answer the phone and we'll schedule you for a new patient appointment in our office. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our office is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, and we see children from the day they're born till people in their 90s, right, till the last day of life. The reason is we know that having a healthy lifestyle involves having a healthy spine. Listen, I'm a chiropractor. If you think chiropractors are quacks, you've never been to the right one. If you don't understand what chiropractic is literally taking pressure off the spine, releasing the tension on the nervous system and spinal cord so the body can heal and function as intended, as close to 100% as possible. See, the brain sends signals down the spinal cord, out the spine, across the nerve roots that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. And what happens is this: if there's damage in the spine, there's going to be damage in your body. There's no doubt about it. If there's damage in the spine, there's not proper biomechanics. There's not proper neurobiomechanics, meaning neurologically, the body's not going to be healing and functioning the way it's designed. And what's happening is that if it gets undetected for years, then that causes symptoms, sickness, and disease. Symptoms, sickness, and disease. We talked about this new obesity guideline junk that the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying that 12-year-olds can get on medication now for weight loss. 13-year-olds can be have an appointment for a surgery consult if they're obese. It's just absolutely crazy. And what's happening is our culture is conforming to our lack of action. See, I don't blame the doctors. I don't blame the pediatric guidelines. I blame people that take that for face value as okay. I blame the culture that's created what we're at, right? And that means from the foundation, from the grassroots effort, what's happened is human nature's got the best of us. That we're in a culture that says that it's too convenient to get sick, it's too comfortable to get sick, it's too cheap, so I'm just gonna get sick. And so we're in this culture where we're the three C's, where we're comfortable, we're convenient, and we're cheap. We're comfortable, we're convenient, and we're cheap. There's a reason why crappy food has lasted for so long from fast food joints, because guess what? We've accepted it as okay. We've accepted it as cheap. We've accepted it as it's fast and easy. I don't have to think about my meal prepping. We've gone down the 8-minute ab route, the 7-minute abs, the 6-minute ab route. I mean, we've gone down like the fastest, ridiculous pill for every ill, band-aid for every issue, because we just want to avoid the actual hard stuff. We want to avoid being inconvenienced. We want to avoid being uncomfortable. We want to avoid investing resources and time into our own health on our own behalf. And so I would encourage you, if you're listening to the show now and your speakers are rattling, it's not because I'm yelling at you. I'm just compassionate. It's when compassion equals pissed off. Now I know today is church day, and you know I'm going to church later today, and some of you are coming from church, and so it's from a good place, but there's a level of compassionate that happens where we're compassionate, but we're kind of pissed off that we allowed ourselves to get here. Now it might be, you can't be pissed off at other people. We can only be pissed off at what we've done, right? What we've allowed happen in our lives, what we've accepted is okay. And are we willing? My question is rhetorically, are we willing to change our process in how we view our health, how we act on our health, and not just you as an individual, but the people around you, right? We never want perfection because it's unattainable. I'll tell you that right now. We're going to fall off the bandwagon when it comes to health and wellness. We are going to fall off eating clean. We're going to fall off. Some of you fell off your chiropractic adjustments, and it's time to get back on those adjustments. Some of you fell off your vitamins and supplements. Maybe you fell off your exercise routine. Listen, we're all going to do it. But the problem is when we fall off and we accept that it's okay to keep off. That's the problem, is we've accepted mediocrity. We've accepted the mediocrity and we're waiting for the next, 12-year-olds can get on medication. Oh, it's normal for your blood pressure to be high. Oh, it's normal for your knee to be bad at the age of 50. It's normal for X, Y, or Z. Like, guys, and what's crazy is this, I see it happening within my own friend groups, in my circles of influence. I see this type of accepting of the beer belly, the accepting of the, I'm tired every morning, I'm not going to get up and work out, the accepting of fast food just an easier route. Like, people that I never thought would do that, the people that some people that I'm around is that, you know, I'm going to be 40 next month, so that now I'm hearing, I'm just old. At 40, people are saying, I'm just old. Like, what? Like, my goal, from a mindset perspective, is, yeah, age is a number, right? We've all heard age is just a number. Yet, that's how many years you've been on this earth, how many years your body's been under stress. And so this is where age as a number comes into play, though, is if you've ignored your body for all those years, if you've ignored your health for all those years, you will start to accept the fact and use that excuse that age is making you sick. We can no longer say age is making you sick. Why? Because some of you listening to the show right now, and I know who you are healthier than your kids, you're healthier than your grandkids, you live a better lifestyle than most 20-year-olds, right? And some of you are laughing and be like, yeah, we know those people in our own family I live a better lifestyle from, right? And it's true though. Like, yeah, I'm turning 40, but my right shoulder is 40, my left shoulder is 40. Why does one person's shoulder hurt, one side of their shoulder hurt at 40, but then it felt good at 30? Like, we start to ask these questions and I think it gets to a better answer, right? If we look for the truth, we'll find the truth, and truth sometimes, candidly, is hard to deal with. It's hard to swallow. It really is. It really is. And so we can't say golden years suck because you put yourself there from years of neglecting your body, or trauma happened to you, or a big diagnosis happened to you, and now it's really a mindset shift. And I would encourage you to change the lens that you view your own health at, okay? My pastor told me this, that you have to change the lens that you view life through. Now, if you have a brown lens, of course, life is going to look like you know what, right? You've got to change that lens that you look at life through. So clear the lens when it comes to your own body. Clear the lens when it comes to your age-causing sickness. My fingers are in air quotes here. Clear the lens that says it's your genes. Clear the lens that, you know what, 15 years ago, this happened to me and I've never been the same, right? And that might be a fact, but clear the lens though. Clear it. Don't have a brown lens. Don't have a green lens, a yellow lens. Have a clear lens, a crystal clear lens that you look at your health through and your life through and say, you know what? Yesterday was like this. Last year was like this. But today going forward, I can change. And I can change with habits and lifestyle modifications that don't just happen once, but it's chosen every single day to move in the right direction. And those days that you don't move in the right direction, let's say you have pizza and a margarita or pizza and wine, or you sleep 3 hours one night, or you know, you have ice cream, or you skip a workout, whatever it is, like, okay, then just, you chose that. It's okay. You chose that. That's not a bad thing. It's that when we idolatry, when we could turn that into an idol, when we say bad lifestyle is who I am. That's just who I am. No. You can be someone new, but we're scared of change. We're scared of transformation. And my thing is this, if we can prevent needless suffering, symptoms, sickness, disease, needless prescriptions, needless doctor visits, needless premature deaths, then why don't we do it? Why don't we do all we can? Why don't we do all we possibly can to become problem solvers and not just problem labelers, right? To say, you know what? I'm going to solve this health issue, and I'm not just going to label it. I'm just not going to diagnose. I love it when people say, well, I have chronic fatigue syndrome. That means you're tired, okay? I got it. How about irritable bowel syndrome? IBS. I have IBS forever. That's just how it's going to be. That's how I've always had it. It's called irritable bowel syndrome. That doesn't mean, it doesn't give you a solution. It just tells you have a label. Oh, I have ADHD. If you can't tell by now how I talk on the radio, and if you know me in person in the office and podcasts and on Facebook and you see me everywhere, you probably know I have ADHD, right? There's a ton of thoughts in my head. And to reel them in and to deliver them on here on the show, and when I speak in the community, when I speak at churches and businesses, takes a lot of effort. But I will tell you that if we focus on solving the problem, if I just focus on my label, then I'm gonna be paralyzed in fear. I'm paralyzed and I'm not gonna do anything in the right direction, right? But if I say I have ADHD, but I can use that to my advantage, then we're gonna go ahead and do that. Versus I have ADHD, there's no way I could speak on the radio show for 10 years. There's no way I could write a book. There's no way I could speak in the community. There's no way I could speak to patients and work with patients one-on-one to get them to the health that they desire. Like, the thing is this, and this is a big mindset shift right here, okay? We talked about clear lens. Huge mindset shift here, right? Wait for it, okay? Is that if we're going to blame something for causing something negative in our life, let's just talk about a diagnosis, right? If we're going to blame, let's say, low back pain or high blood pressure or cancer or heart disease or whatever, if we're going to blame that for bad things that have happened to us or things we've missed out on in life or hardships or whatever the case is, right? Then we have to blame it for something good too. So if you blame something bad, there's got to be something good that came out of it, right? This could be for marriages, divorces. It could be for relationships. It could be for jobs that you're fired from, jobs that you lost. It could be for knee surgery. It could be for a car accident. Like, yeah, of course there's going to be a lot of bad things that happen in our life. But I will tell you that they've created the person who you are today. So some of us may have needed a crisis to get us to something better in life. I hate to say it, but just a fact, right? It's just a fact. So we can't just focus on problem labeling. We have to focus on problem solving. That if we're going to blame something for something bad in our life, we have to blame that thing for the good too. Because that's who we were created to be, is overcomers. Just how you're designed. You're designed to overcome adversity. You were designed to weather the storm. Our mind is the most powerful thing, and I will say it's the biggest interference that people have is right between their ears. It's not the spine. It's the mind. Once we have people's minds to understand their body's incredibly healing on their behalf, I mean, it's a miracle that you go to sleep, your heart beats, and you breathe without you having to will it, and you wake up when the sun comes up. Praise God for that miracle. That is what we call grace, right? That is supernaturally natural and naturally supernatural, right? That is a healing that is healing in your body that comes to fruition and you don't have to will it. Like, that is incredible, right? That's incredible. So look at your life. Understand if you have a symptom and you're ignoring it, by the way, symptoms can be blessings if addressed. They can also be curses if ignored, right? They can be burdens if ignored. They can be blessings if addressed. I'll say it again. A symptom in your life, whether it's severe or minor, okay, can be a blessing if addressed and a burden if ignored, okay? Burden if ignored. So if you're pulling off the I'm a strong American, I don't need to do anything, I got, I can do it, I can push through, I'll just work harder, it'll just go away, it's my genes, it's my age, I'm just going to keep doing it. This limp looks good, this walker looks good for me, this medication looks good, I love going to Walgreens to get 3 prescriptions, I'm just going to keep going through, that is life. Life is hard. Or you can choose that way if you want, and that's your prerogative. I mean, that's you, Or you can say, you know what? I don't want to walk with a limp. I don't want to have headaches every day. I don't want to take a blood pressure medication. I don't want to wait for the next shoe to drop and not be able to walk tomorrow. Like, I don't want that. So what do you do? What we do in our clinic is we see what's going on in your spine. We take a look at your lifestyle. We figure out how we can help you. And we say, what's the blueprint for you to get as healthy as you possibly can? That's the blueprint, right? So if you're in the person that says, you know what? I like being sick. That's okay. That's absolutely okay. That's you. You can do that if you want. I'm not knocking that. My heart breaks for the people who are in a suffering state, in that state, and they don't want that anymore. They don't know where to go, and that's what we're for. If you want to figure out what your symptoms are for and see how we can help you, our office is located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. A new patient appointment in our clinic is $150. If you listen right now from the radio show and you call now, it's literally only $60 for a new patient appointment that includes a full set of x-rays to see what's going on in your spine, see how we can help you with your lifestyle. But the biggest thing is you have to call now. When you call now, I'll answer the phone and we'll schedule you for a new patient appointment in our office. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.